Good evening, Audio Boo. It is 11 o'clock p.m. on August Bank Holiday Monday. And it is, guess what? Still raining. I think it's been at it, seriously, for about 16 hours. It might even be longer than that. And they said it's going to rain all night, but who knows? I'm sitting in bed. You can hear Ronan's TV, he's watching a film. You can also hear something else. That is my other half snoring. Yes, he came back from the Notting Hill Carnival about 7:45, I suppose. He was a bit, shall I say, tipsy. Pissed out of his head doesn't exactly spring to mind. That would be going too far. Although you could be forgiven if you thought that someone could get intoxicated from the fumes in here tonight. So if I start talking rubbish, you know why. And more rubbish than usual, that is. I think he enjoyed himself, despite the weather. And I haven't seen the news, so I don't know what the turnout was like. I meant to watch it, but the time went so quick. When he got home, we decided to have pizza, ordered pizza for dinner, because I thought the sausages we were having were frozen. I thought they were defrosted in the fridge, but I'd put them in the freezer, and, you know, when we got them the day of the delivery, and so they weren't defrosted. I could have done them in the microwave, but it said defrost for 12 hours, so I thought, do you know what, can't be bothered. So we had pizza. Obi and I shared we had it from Domino's. We shared a large one, but we didn't eat it all. We had tuna, onion and sweet corn and some wedges. We ate all the wedges, but there's still quite a bit of the pizza left. And I don't know how I dare admit this on Audio Boo, because it's such a slobbish thing to do, but it was really nice for a change. I did everything. It was one of those evenings, you know what I mean? Where you just put your pyjamas on and Roland's walking about. What are you doing, what? He's making silly noises. And we just got in bed and sat in bed eating our pizza. I mean, what a slobbish thing is that? But it was nice, actually, for once in a blue moon to do something like that, because it's been such a foul day. It was actually cold. I did put the heating on for about half an hour, then it got too hot. But next door I've had theirs on, because I can hear their, flu thing, because it comes out on the side of their garage, which is below our window. Oh, my word. If I think I have a sleepless night normally, I don't know what I'm going to have tonight. But it's not his snoring that keeps me awake normally. I just can't sleep. He doesn't really snore. He does sometimes. I think everybody does sometimes, but not like that. I'm sure he's going to have the hangover of all hangovers in the morning. But I'm not exactly known for being sympathetic in such dealings. I just shoved him off to bed with some paracetamol and a pint glass of water. I didn't say anything, but I just said, he said, oh, I've got a headache. And I said, well, you know what that is, don't you? Anyway, at least he's had the experience of going. And it is a shame about the weather, really, but somehow I don't imagine that it would have dampened anyone's spirits, really, because it's such a lively occasion. Oh, and everywhere we go, and he said this today as well, people kept taking photographs of him. They were taking photos on the train on their phones, a bunch of teenagers. And everywhere we go, in the hospital, they say, oh, will I am, will I am. Will I bloody am? I don't think so. There's will I am. I don't think they seriously mean it, but, oh, look, and they stop him and they say, some giant Chinese bloke stopped him in the hospital and we couldn't understand what he said at first. He kept saying, will I am, will I am. He said, pardon? And then he said, will I am? Oh, yeah, okay. Even an old lady said it once. And I said, she stopped him in the high street. She said, oh, you look like Will I Am. And I said, well, you know what? She must watch The Voice. I don't watch it, but I know he's on The Voice. I said, because someone of her age would not know who Will I Am was otherwise. It's just quite funny. Oh, well. He's soundly asleep and I'm awake as usual. I did actually go to sleep for about an hour this afternoon, but that doesn't make any difference because even if I hadn't, I still probably won't sleep tonight. I might do the film thing later, but I don't know. I might just try and sleep, actually. I feel really tired still. I just can't believe what a thoroughly miserable day it is. I mean, or has been. I know we always say the bank holidays rain, and it rains on bank holidays, and it does, but this has got to be one of the worst I can remember for a long time. Because usually you get, like, some dry interludes, or you get some heavy showers or whatever, but it's been absolutely non-stop all day. Obi came home absolutely soaked to the skin he was. And he just got straight in bed, which was the most sensible thing to do. But I couldn't believe the time. We had our pizza, and he said something about it's gone 10 o'clock. And I said, oh, it's not gone 10 o'clock. I thought it was about 8:30. When I looked at the time, it was 10:06. I couldn't believe it. I said, what? And I thought, who's the one that's been drinking, him or me? Anyway, he wasn't drunk. He was just a bit, as I say, a bit merry, so shall we say. And I think he did have quite a lot to drink, though, but he's harmless. You know, he doesn't get nasty or anything. He just laughs at everything and goes to sleep. Like this. Yeah. Connor's got a day off tomorrow. Obi's off for 2 weeks now, so it's really nice in the morning. None of us have got to get up. I love days like that. I don't have to wake up and think, oh, is Connor up? He gets up on his own anyway, but I'm always there as backup. Because I have been the odd occasions where he didn't. Oh, my word. Anyway, folks, I better go and do my stuff. And I'll speak to you anon. Hope you're all having a good evening, had a good day, whatever, wherever you are. Take care.